Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Entertainment Now podcast. My name is Nick.
My name is
Ian. What the fuck is going on, Ian?
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
Well, something weird happened, but it's just like casually weird.
Okay.
So when I was driving here today, I just had Spotify on just random. Mm-hmm. And the song Allison Road by Gin Blossoms popped up. And I'm listening to it. And I drive by this dirt road, and it's called Allison Road.
That is,
while the song's playing.
That is fucking weird.
Yeah. I just thought I was like, huh. Don't know what that fucking means.
It means absolutely nothing.
It means nothing, but it was just kind of, yeah, it was.
I'm not one of those people that believes in, like, coincidences. And
well,
like,
I mean, coincidences exist. They don't mean anything. But, yeah, I just thought I was like, I'm fucking listening to a song called Allison Road, and I just passed a road that I didn't know existed called Allison Road.
I also don't believe in, like, karma and things like that
either. No, that shit's real.
I always get in trouble at work.
Everyone knows with me. They don't, half the time they like go out of their way not to say things like that.
Like what?
Like woo stuff.
Well,
or they say it, they'll look at me and go, I know, or, you know, just because I'm like, it's like the whole like full moon thing.
So that's why I get in trouble at work. Because I say, oh, it's quiet. And then people get all upset. And I'm like, okay, because I say quiet doesn't cause somebody to crash into a tree. Right. If you think that, you are fucking crazy.
Right. Yeah, because and I get that too. I'm like, slow is another one. You say, oh man, it's kind of slow tonight. They're like, oh, don't say that. I'm blaming you. I'm like, blaming me for what? Yeah. We're open 24 hours. Shit's going to fucking happen. But the full moon thing too, it's like the moon is always there.
Yeah.
The fact that it's full just means that all of the light's hitting it in our from our perspective. That's it.
So, like, the sun has more to do with water on Earth than the moon does. Because they both react against water. So, like, they're pulling the water, basically creates, like, an oval, and the Earth spins in that. And that's where the tides come from. So just because there's a full moon doesn't mean anything. The full moon is not impacting you.
No, because it's just like I said, it's just now we can see the whole thing in the light from our perspective.
Yes.
That happens once every 28 days or whatever.
And they're like, oh, it causes crazy people to come into the hospital. I'm like, no, crazy people come into the hospital every fucking day.
And some days, even when there's not a full moon, we get more than our normal share.
Yeah. But I hear it all the time. People say that the moon impacts the water balance in people, and like, no, it does not.
No.
Because the fucking sun would do the exact same thing.
Right. And let's play devil's advocate for a second and say the moon does do that. It would have nothing to do with when it's full. It's just, it's always there. Its movement is the same. That's why there's always a full moon every 28 fucking days.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
But I think it's one of those things where, you know, they always say, like, you don't see a red car until you own a red car. Like, once you own a red car, you'll see red cars all over the fucking place. Mm. It's the same kind of thing.
Great, Nick. Now I'm going to see nothing but red cars, even though I don't even own one because you brought it up. It's all your fault.
It's all my fault because I said it. They all exist.
I'm going to send you a text message every time I see a fucking red car now. So I'm just going to blow up your phone.
The funny thing is, Ian, you know.
I know I won't.
You won't. Because I text you. I'll text you like a string of things and then never get a response back.
You get responses all the time, just not to every single one.
Or any of them.
I respond when I have something to say.
Okay. So yeah.
Just be glad that I'm actually fucking reading them.
I guess that's true.
You know, I get text messages from people, I don't even fucking read them.
Do you really, though?
Well, I mean, I see them pop up in my notification and in the messages.
So you
are
reading them.
I'm glancing and I don't open it up and read it, you know? So yours, I actually open them up and read them.
Yeah. So I always get myself in trouble at work because I always say things like that because I find it comical.
Yeah.
I find it comical that people believe in things like that. Like,
you're preaching to the choir here.
Because like I said, me saying it's quiet doesn't cause somebody to crash into a tree.
Right.
Like that is fucking crazy talk.
Yeah. It doesn't. There's not like a cage of people. And the second you point out how not busy we are, there goes and open the cage and a bunch of people come in.
Or it's like someone walks outside and they're like, oh, it's a full moon. Ah, crazy
now. Yeah. Something tells me they were crazy before.
They're crazy every night.
Yeah.
But hey, look at that. Finally. So we've been doing podcasts for like 7.5 years. I think that's like the first time I've ever said, hey, Ian, what's going on?
And I had something to say.
Something to say.
Well, and it's funny because it just happened today. Like, it was 2 hours ago.
So I did have something I want to talk about. There, I don't know if you'd listened to it yet, but the new Judas Priest album.
I have listened to it.
I listened to it.
Just once.
I made it about three quarters of the way through the album. People are raving about this fucking album. I don't get it. I even posted about it in the Facebook group because, you know, I even said I'm not a Judas Priest fan. Right. I'm not a metal fan in general. I just didn't think it was that good. Like,
I think it's good. Like I said, I've only listened to it once. I don't know. Maybe my expectations are a little high. I think it's a good album. It's a good Judas Priest album. It's not a mind-blowing album in any sense. And I wouldn't expect it to be. Yeah. You know, at this point in the game, the fact that they're producing a good album is the most you can ask for from a band that's been around for 50 fucking years. So I think by that standard, it's a good album. It's a good Judas Priest album.
Like, going through it, of the songs I listened to, I thought there was only one song that was even like halfway decent. The rest of them I was like, I'll just skip this. Like, that's not.
Yeah, I mean,
I think it's some, and someone even said like it's an album that if you are a Judas Priest fan, you'll enjoy it. If you're not a Judas Priest fan, it's not going to make you a fan.
Yeah, I would probably agree with that overall, because like I said, there's nothing like mind blowing about it. It's just, it's a good Judas Priest album. You know, is it better than British Steel? Probably not.
No. Yeah.
But, you know, that's, like I said, any band that's in their 50th year, which Judas Priest is in their 50th year, any band doing music in their 50th year are either going to release a really fucking bad album or they're going to release a decent, okay album. Yeah. And I think that's where Judas Priest is. They've released a good album.
Okay. Yeah, because I was surprised that of the comments I got back, I didn't get any comments saying, like, agreeing with me that wasn't, that was just okay or not that good. Like, everyone's just raving about it. And I guess I kind of understand that, because I would say I think a majority of the people that comment and post things in our group are metal fans.
I think if
you are a metal fan, you'll like it.
Right. It's an album for Judas Priest fans. That's what it is, and that's fine. Again, they've been around for 50 fucking years. They're not trying to win over new listeners, I don't think. You know, and if it happens, great. But I don't think that's their goal. And they didn't set out to do that. They set out to make a good Judas Priest album, and I think they did. So
I also wanted to talk about this whole. So this vote that happened in Congress, I wanted to talk about the vote. I know what side of this argument you'll fall on. The House of Representatives overwhelmingly passed a bill to ban TikTok in the United States. It's uncertain whether or not it's going to pass the Senate. The president has already said that if it does pass the Senate, he will sign the bill to ban TikTok. And this is something that, as a content creator, I am like 1,000 fucking percent against. Even though I don't use TikTok, there are millions of people every day that use TikTok.
Correct.
And the whole argument behind of, well, you know, it's this Chinese company, they're stealing your information. Guess what? Everyone on fucking line is stealing your information. Facebook is
and China's getting it anyway. Yes. They're getting it from fucking Google and Facebook. They're getting it. It doesn't fucking matter.
There was a lawsuit. Oh, this is what, 2024. So there was a lawsuit about a little over a decade ago. I don't remember how Google was involved in this lawsuit, but it was the CEO or one of the heads of Google at that time testified in the trial that if you actually read the terms of service on any Google product, at that time it said, or it was in there, that you had no right to privacy. Like, so they admitted in court that Google is taking your information and fucking selling it.
Right.
But it's this Chinese company. It's Chinese fear-mongering.
Right, it is. I mean, China sucks. Don't get me wrong. I'm not friendly with China.
Yeah.
But it's fucking TikTok. Who the fuck cares? I mean, and this was pushed by Republicans
I think it was started by Republicans. Democrats have fucking jumped onto this also. Because like I said, the president's already...
They just don't want to look soft on China. That's the fucking problem. Yeah. Because Democrats have no fucking spines.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. They showed one congressman pointing out, he's like, my clothes are made in China. Your clothes are made in China. Parts in your car are made in China. What difference does it fucking make? And it's not like there's propaganda on TikTok any more than any other fucking social media thing.
Where I will, I do not agree, like I said, at all with them banning it. But where I can see part of the complaint is there are security issues within TikTok's programming that makes it easier to steal people's information. But once again, instead of like addressing the real issue, which is, okay, let's create legislation to make it where they've got to tighten up security on their program,
right,
or in their coding. Instead of doing that, no, they just want to ban it,
right.
And there are thousands of people that rely on TikTok
as a livelihood, right.
And like I said, as someone that does create content, I don't create content on TikTok,
nope.
But you know what is stopping them? This is the whole slippery slope argument. They do this. And they ban TikTok. What stops them from banning
Instagram.
YouTube
or
Instagram?
Right.
You know? YouTube first and foremost, because they can go, well, look at all this propaganda, quote unquote propaganda that's on here. We've got to ban YouTube now.
Well, I think they'd be banning YouTube because it's no propaganda. YouTube does its own heavy censoring on anything that's even remotely close to political.
Or
a hot button topic anyway.
Depends on what it is. But I'm just saying though, like, what is stopping them from banning any other social media?
Well, I mean, like I said, yes, if it was overwhelming, Democrats would have had to jump on board. But
they did.
You know, the Republicans have been pushing this anti-TikTok thing for 4 years now almost.
Yeah.
Because overwhelmingly, most of the TikTok stuff is going to be kind of anti-Trump.
Yeah.
I've seen everything.
There's a lot of pro-Trump stuff on TikTok. I've seen it, and that's the other thing that kind of drives me crazy. This is like fucking old white people, basically.
Yeah.
They're doing this, and it's once again, it's another time in history where there's been an emerging technology that old people fucking fight against for no fucking reason,
right? Because they don't understand it.
Yes,
and it's corrupting our children.
All this. Ticking and talking and people dancing.
Right.
We can't have that. We can't have people dancing in the street. It's fucking Footloose.
It's like, it's a Footloose town in America, the whole country.
Yeah.
And it is because you can't tell me that at its core, any of like the anti-abortion stuff is really about fucking life. It's not.
It's not.
It's about control. And that's what this is too. It's all coming from the same place.
Yeah.
Our kids are looking at funny videos on a thing that was made by Chinese people. Ooh, can't do that. You know, our kids are having sex at, you know, whatever. It's all the same fucking thing. It's about control. And yes, it tends to come down from older white people because they don't fucking understand it. Because, you know, when they were having sex, it was vanilla sex to begin with. And it was like once a month. And it was to make a baby. Unless it was the congressman's mistress, then the sex was probably fantastic.
A little more variation.
Or the, you know, the glory hole in the bathroom, the men's bathroom stall, as, you know, several Republicans have been caught doing.
Yeah. I mean, well, there's been Democrats that have been caught doing it, too.
Yeah, well, see, when Democrats get caught doing it, they quit.
Yeah, that's true.
They resign.
That's
when true. Republicans do it, they say either it didn't happen, and then they, you know, everyone forgets about it, or they're like, I had a moment of weakness.
Yeah.
I was weak. Because that's exactly what all people do when they get weak. They go suck dick in a hole.
The glory hole.
Yeah.
Well, no, and by the way, it wasn't a glory hole that
was it the foot under the stall?
Foot under the stall is what they got caught doing.
Yeah, or whatever.
Tapping under
the
stall.
There was dick sucking going on at some point or another.
So, but it's stupid because, like I said before, like they're gonna try to ban TikTok for really no fucking apparent reason other than
it's a Chinese company.
It's a Chinese company.
Yeah,
you know, and it's unfortunate because, like I said, I don't
now. I guess in the grand scheme of things, if they were banning this because it's Chinese and then banning all other Chinese imports, making it basically putting a block on all Chinese stuff, At least that would be consistent. It'd be, still be fucking stupid,
yeah.
But at least it'd be consistent.
Yeah.
This is not consistent. So I don't know. I don't know what the answer is to that, but it's fucking stupid.
Yeah. It's just, yeah, so that kind of came down within the last couple of days. So that's been a, I guess, a hot button topic on social media, especially from people that are TikTok creators.
Right.
I mean, the other thing is, you know, TikTok is great for discovering new music on also. There's been a lot of music that has become popular once again. There was the big Fleetwood Mac track mm-hmm. that got popular a few years ago because of TikTok. There are really good aspects to TikTok.
Yeah.
You know, it just, I don't know.
I've never seen anything on TikTok where I was like, oh man, this is terrible and people shouldn't be looking at that.
I don't know if I've ever seen anything anywhere where I was like, oh no, people shouldn't look at this. I guess two girls, one cup, maybe.
Well, no one's going and looking at it like, ooh, I need to see this. This is awesome. No, everyone's like, hey, look at this. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, you know, most people who've seen it have only seen it because someone tricked them into watching
it. Yes. So, yeah, but outside of that, like, I can't think of anything where I'm like, well, no one, this should not be allowed to be seen.
Along the same track, when back in the late 90s when we were in the apartment, yeah, you had that coworker who was sending you those videos of,
oh,
like,
oh, my God. Some of the most disgusting things on earth.
Like one woman, one horse. Yeah. And it was not, that should not be seen. That was not good.
I remember there was this one time he sent me this puzzle and like you click on the boxes to solve it. And I was like, every time you like click on the box, the girl would like take more of her clothes off. Right. Uh-huh. And you get down to the last box and she's got just her bra and panties on. And you click on the box and the picture goes away and it's this guy like spreading his asshole open.
that's just a fun game.
So I guess there's that picture that no one should ever see.
Hey, you know what? Some people might like seeing a guy spread his butt cheeks. Who knows?
Oh, it was more than just butt cheeks, Ian. It was
he was opening up
fingers in the rectum.
Gotcha.
Damn near killed him.
Yeah. It was a speculum type situation. Yes.
So yeah, I guess there was that instance where you probably shouldn't see that.
No. Well, if you're a consenting adult, you can watch whatever you want, I think. I guess, you know.
But that's not, we didn't come here to talk about glory holes and open rectums.
Well, I did.
I mean, I guess we kind of did because I came here to talk about the Academy Awards.
Right.
So the Academy Awards just happened a couple nights ago. It was right Sunday night last week, I guess. So I kind of wanted to go over some of the, like, I guess, bright points of the show and some of the kind of, I will say, like, I didn't have any really big issues. There was the part of the ceremony where they, like, go over everyone that died.
The in memoriam.
I didn't like that segment because I felt like they had, like, these people, like, dancing and there was, like, the show going on. Mm.
I actually ironically saw that clip on TikTok.
Oh, okay.
Because I didn't watch the Oscars.
And I felt like it was in poor taste,
because
I feel like it takes away from what that moment is.
Right.
Like to show appreciation for the people that in the industry that are no longer there.
Left an impact. On the industry. Yeah.
Yes. So, but to have this like show that kind of detracts from it, I thought it was in poor taste. Like that was really the only part of the show that I didn't find enjoyment. And so there was this like whole, I guess, hubbub about Al Pacino.
Yeah, which I only read that there was something. I don't know what it was.
So he presented for, I think it was Best Picture is what he presented for. He didn't read the names of the movies that were up for the award. Yeah. And people are all kind of up in arms over it. And Al Pacino said after the fact that like he wasn't his decision to do it that way. Throughout the program, they showed clips of the movies for Best Picture.
Okay.
So when it came time to present the award, it's almost like redundant to go over the list again.
And that makes perfect sense. And I'm one of those people, I don't need to see it. Like, it's the same with, like, sports ball games. I don't care. I don't really need to see the game. Just tell me who fucking won.
Well, it's a little different.
I know it's a little different, but I'm just saying from my perspective, just tell me who fucking won. That's all that matters to me. Who won, who lost. I don't care.
I was trying to pull up what he said about it. So Al Pacino said, I just want to be clear, it was not my intention to omit them, rather a choice by the producers not to have them said again since they were highlighted individually throughout the ceremony.
Yeah. For time reasons, too. I'm sure that plays a part in it.
Well, yeah, because it's a long ceremony. But Oppenheimer fucking cleaned up. I will say that I didn't know this, but Christopher Nolan made $100 million off of Oppenheimer.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
So Oppenheimer won for Best Picture. Christopher Nolan won for Best Director, which I knew he was going to win.
Right.
Is it Cillian? Is that how you say his name?
Cillian.
Is it Cillian?
It's Cillian, yeah.
With a C?
Yeah.
Well, someone needs to tell his parents they spelled his name wrong.
They probably spelled it the Gaelic version.
So he won for Best Actor for Oppenheimer. Emma Stone, which had a really nice speech for, she won for Best Actress for Poor Things, which I have not seen.
I haven't seen it. It's on Hulu now.
Is it? Because yeah. I do want to see it. So she won for Best Actress. I will say it was really nice to see Robert Downey Jr. win for Best Supporting Actor.
I didn't know he never won an Oscar before.
No.
For some reason.
No. What is he? And like off the top of
my head. I think he should have fucking won an Oscar for Chaplin.
Oh, that's true. That is true.
And that was before his legal issues.
Yeah.
Or right before, but yeah, I think he should have like fucking worn
I thought that was like 94. So
93 was when Chaplin came out.
Okay. So I knew it was like early part of the 90s. So yeah, I guess it wasn't until like the later part of the 90s when he had all those issues.
But yeah, he should have fucking won for Chaplin.
Yeah, so it was really nice to see him win. I think he is somebody that has, I mean, he owes everything to Marvel. I mean.
Oh, well, sort of. I mean.
I think had he
it
not...
It was his big comeback.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, in terms of, like, mainstream.
I think had it not been for the MCU, he probably doesn't get a lot of those roles.
No, probably not. But, well, he definitely wouldn't be anywhere near as rich as he is.
No, yeah. Which, to be completely honest, so I have not seen Oppenheimer yet, even though everyone raves about this movie.
Right, me neither.
I didn't even realize Robert Downey Jr. was in Oppenheimer.
Well, he's under a lot of prosthetics, makeup in the film. Yeah, I forgot who he's playing, but... when you look at him, if you just glance, you wouldn't know it was him until you look a little closer. Like, oh, yeah, there he is.
Divine Joy Randolph won for The Holdovers for Best Supporting Actress.
Which I haven't seen yet, but I do want to see that.
I do want to see that also.
That's on Netflix?
I'm not sure where it's at.
Because I think that was direct to streaming, wasn't it? It wasn't even, it was in theaters, but it was like a same day
The Holdovers?
Thing. Yeah. Cause it was. Paul Giamatti and... Is the main actor in that?
Yeah, it was. I don't know. I think it was. I'm pretty sure it was in theaters.
It was in theaters, but I thought it was a limited thing. But yeah, I definitely wouldn't mind seeing that.
Anatomy of a Fall won for Best Original Screenplay, which I've heard nothing but great things about.
I haven't heard anything about that movie.
Yeah, well, we've talked about it on the show here.
Did
before.
We?
Yeah, we did.
Well, I don't listen to our show.
Of course not. Let's see. What else? There was one other thing I want to bring up. 20 Days in Mariupol, one for Best Documentary, which was really cool. I do want to see this. It's a documentary about the Russian invasion in Ukraine from the Ukrainian perspective. And it's really nice. Check out the guys, their speech when they won it. Because they even talked about how they're probably the first people to accept an Academy Award and say they wish they'd never made this movie. Because they wish, that the invasion never had happened. Mm. They're documenting these atrocities that are going on in Ukraine. So it's definitely
I guess it makes sense. It's kind of bittersweet.
Yeah.
They're winning for making this movie, but they really wish this movie didn't have to be made.
Yes. Yeah. I've always liked documentaries. I mean, I love documentaries. They're probably one of my favorite categories. I think documentaries, comedies, and dramas. I think are my
go-tos.
A majority of what I watch, especially documentaries, especially like if it's like music documentaries, I watch all that shit. But
I love watching documentaries, but I'm very picky about them. Like if I get the sense that the documentary is showing kind of one side of something in order to push an agenda,
a lot of them are,
and a lot of them are. But
even
I mean,
like even a lot of the Michael Moore documentaries,
well, especially Michael Moore's, it just happens to be that I agree with a lot of what he's saying or trying to say. I'm a little less harsh with him, but I also don't go out of my way to watch him. I just kind of casually watch them, So
I guess just as long as they're open with what their agenda is, I'm okay. But if it's like some kind of like hidden agenda that they're trying to push through, I'm not. You're right. I'm kind of turned off by all that. But I don't know. I think overall it was really good. A really good show. There was one part I absolutely fucking loved. It was Danny DeVito And
I've seen, I didn't see the clip, but I've seen people talking about this.
Oh my God. So it's Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger. They go up to, I don't remember what award they go up there to announce.
Right.
But somehow it goes from them being villains in the Batman movie.
Right.
And they kind of go back and forth about, Arnold Schwarzenegger says Batman was trying to kill him with love or some shit like that. And then Danny DeVito's like, oh, there he is in the crowd. And it cut to Michael Keaton. Keaton sitting there, and he's like, has a scowl on his face. It's fucking hilarious.
Well, what's funny is Arnold Schwarzenegger didn't even go up against Michael Keaton's Batman. He went up against George Clooney.
Yeah.
And I think Danny DeVito was fantastic as the Penguin.
Yeah, they both are. Well, yeah. Speaking of Batman, I don't know if you saw this. This has nothing to do with the Academy Awards, but I don't know if you saw that the Batman 2 has now been delayed to 2026.
Really?
Yes.
It was in the process of filming. What happened?
I have no clue. Yeah, they announced, I think it was, let's see, it was announced a couple of days ago.
Huh.
Yeah, there was, now it's going to be released in October 2026.
That's well over a year of a delay.
And that's the thing that drives me crazy about some of these movies is, why is there such a big fucking delay?
Right.
There should never be, like, if you go 3 years, it'd be 4 years between part one and part two. Like,
and three of those years, they're actually making it. It doesn't make any sense that it takes 3 fucking years to make a goddamn movie.
And by the time you actually go, like, any kind of anticipation is going to be gone by the time that comes out.
Right.
And that's kind of the same issue that I've had with the issues I've had with streaming services over the last few years.
Where it takes so long to get a season out. It takes so long.
I remember reading an article within the last week or so, maybe a couple weeks ago, I read an article about how that 90s show, season two, is coming out, and how everyone's all excited because it's only a year and a half time gap between season one and season two.
And they used to pump out, and it was like 13 episodes, right?
Something like that. Yeah, it might have been 10.
10 episodes. We'll say 10 for the sake of argument. 10 episodes for the first season, and it took them a year and a half to kick out the next 10 episodes.
Yeah.
Whereas back when that 70s show was on, they were pumping out 25 episodes literally every year.
So this actually works for that 90s show, which, have you seen the first season of it?
Like the first couple episodes.
It's really fucking good.
Yeah, I enjoyed what I watched. It just, I really have a hard time with multi-camera comedies.
Yeah. So so this time gap actually works for the show, because the whole premise of the show is Eric and Donna's kid going back for summer vacation to her grandparents.
Right.
So doing a year and a half gap works out fine, because
this would just be her going back the next summer.
So yeah. But for a lot of these other shows where there's like a 2 or 3 year gap in between seasons.
Right.
Like, you lose all fucking momentum. It's going to be 3 years before, by the time the next season of Stranger Things comes out. Right. Or it'd be
25.
Years.
Well, it'd be
three
or 4 years since the last season dropped.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So, I mean, there's such a huge gap in between seasons. Like, you lose all momentum for a show.
Well, to be fair, at least with Stranger Things, it's not, we're only giving a little bit, an inch of ground here, but Stranger Things was, season 5 was supposed to come out this year. It was actually supposed to be coming out in May of 24, but it was moved to 25 because of the strikes.
Yeah.
So, for whatever that's worth, but it's still, you know, I know it's a high production show. I get that. And I can see them not being able to pump out 10 episodes every year, but every 2 years at least.
I don't see why they can't pump out 10
episodes
a year.
They could, but, you know, I get to some degree that the production value is much higher on a show like this than, say, you know, shows that were on TV in the 90s. But, yeah. So I can understand that, but yeah, one year gap, like, say, season 4 of Stranger Things came out in 2022, I think it might have been 21, I don't know.
I think it was 21 when it came out.
It might have been, 21 or 22. There should have already been a season 5.
Yes.
You know, by 23 or now, for sure. So yeah, I don't, and you know, when you're dealing with that, it's like, I guess if you write the time difference into the script,
it works.
It works, but if you don't, you know, you leave when the kids are 13, you come back, they're fucking 20.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to hide that.
And that's the thing that's going to hurt. Like, I haven't heard whether or not the new Saved by the Bell is going to have a second season.
I don't think it is.
No.
I don't think it hit as well as some of those other.
I really enjoyed it. I thought it was really good.
I didn't watch it because I never was a big Saved by the Bell fan, but
I thought it was really, they did a really good job of playing off, like, they were able to incorporate pretty much everything from the original series into the new series. And the kids, I think they did a good job of picking who was going to play the roles in the show. And they did a good job of casting, that's what I meant to say.
But, was it a requel? Like, it was a sequel to the original show? Or
yeah.
Was, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because Zach was governor of California, and, like, Slater was, like, the high school gym coach. And,
that makes sense.
And what was the girl that was hooked on caffeine? What was her name?
I don't remember the name of the show. It was Elizabeth something.
Yeah, but anyway, like, thing. she's a teacher at the school, and
after her caffeine problem? Yeah, oh my God.
Oh my God. How can she survive? But no, I think they did a good job of kind of incorporating the future of all those characters into the new series. It worked.
I thought they did a good job with that Punky Brewster reboot, but that did not go over well. That kind of sunk right away.
I mean, Punky Brewster was, I don't think Punky
she
Brewster.
She was kind of niche in the beginning to begin
even
with.
Even in the 80s, she was.
Yeah.
So, you know, I kind of get all that, but I don't know, the way that the they're just kind of rolling these shows out. I mean, they've got to do something different, because
right,
you know, that's the one thing that at least on network television you always had, that like you'd have one season a year. I don't know why you can't do that. If you're doing 10 fucking episodes,
right,
and some of these shows are only 8 episodes,
right,
there's no reason why you can't do 8 to 10 episodes every single year.
I know. Again, production value is a little higher, but
it doesn't matter.
It's higher, but you're doing way less.
Yeah.
Like, you can spread that money out, you can spread that time out over a much smaller area and get a higher quality and still pump it out every year.
Yeah. So, yeah, it'd be interesting to see. I'm really excited for the new season of That 90s Show. Like I said, I thought they did a really good job with it. They just need to... And I like the time gap, too. The time gap works. But if you're going 3 or 4 years in between seasons, Kevin Costner show?
Yellowstone?
Yeah, Yellowstone's the same fucking way, man. Mm-hmm. Like, the last season, I think, was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And I don't even think they've started filming the new season, which is going to be the last season, because Kevin, and I understand, Kevin Costner's contract was a big issue there.
Right.
He didn't want to come back and do the show, and he's had some creative differences with the show creator, and there's issues there.
Well, and to be fair, he's a movie actor. He's not a TV actor. Sylvester Stallone said that he really struggled with King of Tulsa. I think that's what it's called.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Because a TV schedule is very different than a movie schedule.
Yeah.
Even with that kind of production value, he said it was hard. It was hard to do it.
Yeah.
So I can get that. I can see that with
Costner. Kevin Costner's, I think this is the fifth or sixth season.
So he should be used to it.
He should be used to it.
Yeah, at this point.
And he's made a shitload of money off Yellowstone.
Said the same thing, because he did that prequel to Yellowstone.
Yeah.
And he said the same thing. He said a TV schedule is just, it's hard, especially at his age. You know?
And was it 1923, I think was the?
Something like that.
I don't even care if you're not a Western fan. That's a good fucking series. It's only one season long. It's really good.
I could probably try to watch that, but
I thought 1883 was really good too.
It's not that I don't like Westerns and stuff, but I also have a hard time seeing grown men in cowboy hats.
Really?
It's weird to me.
Oh,
I don't get it.
Okay.
I
lived in the South, so it's not.
Right. You do you, you know, for whatever it's worth, but I don't get it.
But I guess I should add that in the South, is more like the fucking rhinestone cowboys. It's not like a real cowboy.
Well, that's it. I mean, none of them are. I mean,
at least in the show, they're portraying.
Right, they're being portrayed. They're portraying real cowboys.
Yes.
You know, and I guess I'm saying that I liked Dallas. See, when I was a kid, Dallas was on, and I don't know, for some reason, I enjoyed watching it even as a kid. But even as a kid, I was watching, I'm like, why are these grown men wearing they're wearing a cowboy hat and a suit to the fucking office. It just doesn't make sense.
I will say that, like, where Yellowstone definitely has a lot of that, like, ranch life, Western kind of feel to it. The two prequels, especially 1883, which is it's a story about this family moving west during the gold rush. It's a good story. Tim McGraw does a great job with the role he plays in that show. It's more than like just Western.
Right. Right.
And so was 1823, which I think what the
1923.
I mean, yeah, it's with Harrison Ford. Yes, there is some like Western aspects to it, but it's more about this family just trying to survive in the beginning or the early stages of the Great Depression or pre-Great Depression.
Right. Yeah, I mean, for what it's worth, I probably could watch it.
I will say that, but to your point, though, Yellowstone is very much like a Western kind of TV show.
Right, right.
But the two prequels are, both of them really good. I can't wait for season two of 1923 to come out. Mm. Which should be coming out hopefully in the next several years. the way that this franchise is going.
Get excited. The second season of the show is coming out in 2042.
Yeah. There is supposed to be a new spinoff show from Yellowstone that's going to be happening also. Because Kevin Costner's contract disputes and all that stuff, they've moved ahead. And I believe Matthew McConaughey is going to play the lead role in it. Mm. So we'll see. I'll hold off and hold judgment until I see it. But we'll, you know, at least Matthew McConaughey is from Texas, so he knows something about that lifestyle. But
well, Kevin Costner does kind of like try to embody that lifestyle in his real life too.
Yeah,
he's always been kind of a Western kind of guy.
Yeah.
So,
but I don't know. Going back to the whole Oscar thing, I'll say that like the Oscars the last couple of years, I've been pretty disappointed in.
What movie won Best Picture? Just out of curiosity.
This year?
Yeah.
Oppenheimer.
Oh, okay. That's right. You did say that.
Oppenheimer like fucking cleaned up, man. Oppenheimer won Best Original Score and all sorts of stuff.
Movie winning Best Picture.
Best Cinematography they won for.
Well, usually when a movie wins Best Picture, it's like nobody saw it. At least a lot of people saw this one.
Yeah,
so.
It won for Best Film Editing. Like it cleaned up.
Yeah,
pretty much everything that it was nominated for, it won.
Huh.
So you know, it's one of those years where the Oscars have never been a great show. I don't think.
I've always enjoyed watching them, but I just haven't. I don't know.
I feel like the last couple of years, it felt more like just the industry, you know, patting itself on the back. And this year didn't quite feel like that. It wasn't as bad.
Well, as we pointed out, there's been a shortage of quality in the Hollywood industry, you know, in that industry. So it's not surprising that they don't have, you know, they're not patting themselves on the back too hard this year.
Yeah. But I guess I'll kind of leave it all just saying, like, if you come away with nothing from the Oscar ceremonies, look up the clip of Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's fucking hilarious. Check out Emma Stone's speech. Like I said, she did a really good speech with it. And Robert Downey Jr.'s acceptance speech. I think those are like the three big kind of highlights for me from the show. But I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully we get to some better. I should say that. I want to see more diversity from the winners. And I don't mean diversity like racial diversity. I mean like film diversity.
Right.
That's the only like negative thing I can really say about this year is like, Oppenheimer was this great film. At least, like I said, I haven't seen it, but I know a lot of people have seen it. Everyone fucking raves about this movie. And like I said, it absolutely fucking cleaned up. It won like 3/4 of the awards.
Yeah.
So maybe some, we need some better quality movies to kind of go out there and kind of compete against those big ones. But anything else to add there, Ian?
No.
No.
Just if you're ever listening to Allison Road and you happen to look up and see Allison Road,
think of Ian.
Think of me.
Yeah. But any questions or comments, you can email us at entnowpod@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook and YouTube. Whenever I have all the videos up on YouTube.
I
was 4 episodes behind. I got all 4 of those put up. Now I think I'm 2 episodes behind now. So, but if you're watching us on YouTube, give us the old thumbs up and all that YouTube-y kind of stuff. But that's about it, man. Until next time.
Talk to y'all later.
Peace.
Playing my role, let me tell you about it. This shit right here, man, I'm proud about it. Only real niggas reside around me. Yo, lady, drop a card around me. Dip like I know you care, bitch. Show me the ropes like we in the ring. Got you 2 cobras, you wanna hang. Shoulder to shoulder, the niggas basic. You know I won't lie. You know that I ain't for that fuck shit. You niggas alright, but I'm way better and she love it.
Know that y'all sick as fuck. Here go this tissue, bruh. We taking a dub. Hoping you get you some. This hit like a pick me up. She taking my drugs. Now they see the sign. That's from down the side. Now they sick as fuck. Now they sick as fuck. Tell them get well soon. Tell them get well soon. Now you sick as fuck. Get well soon. Oh shit. Watch out, you the god, Billy Ocean. Swear to God, nigga, this Molly got me up and rolling. These bodies of water. Bring that shit in bottles. We mosh at the party. That